Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Lot of Good podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne. I'm a comedian, I'm a writer, and I'm one half of the Scummy Mummies. Do you know what? I have more stretch marks than I have fucks to give. And I am very pleased to have in the studio today, Rebecca Vincent. Hello!
Hello!
Oh, I am so thrilled. We are doing a tattoo special today. And who else would I have on the podcast but the amazing Rebecca Vincent? Hello to you.
Hello.
You're a tattoo artist, man.
I know. It's weird.
Look what you've done with your life.
It's so weird.
You put pictures on people's bodies
forever. There's no pressure, you know.
No. Great. Wow. that's a real commitment to your art.
I know. You just don't think about it.
No.
You just never think about that element of it, and then it's fine.
No, it's fine. Just say no, it's fine, I'm just doing a drawing, off you go.
Yeah. Bye.
And there are thousands of your babies just living these lives.
I know, it's crazy. It's beautiful, but it's mental because it's not something I ever thought. Oh, you know, I'll be a tattoo artist. It just happened.
Yeah. How did it happen? Like, so you haven't been a tattoo artist for a long time, is that right?
No, it was six years I've been tattooing. I was actually a pub landlady before.
Where are you now? Mistress of the house.
That's it. Yeah. And that was amazing for a short time, but it was actually after I had my daughter that I kind of thought, oh, what do I want to do? And somebody suggested a tattoo artist because I had some tattoos.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, yeah.
I'll give that a go.
Yeah. And my husband, who'd never seen me draw, was like, He was so supportive. He was amazing. But you could see afterwards, he was just like, fuck, you know, he can draw. Because a bit of him was like, oh my God, what is she going to do?
Yeah.
And actually, because I used to live in Leeds, a studio opened up the road. So I just went in there and just got a job.
Wow. Because I'm really fascinated about the whole journey to be a tattoo artist. Because obviously you've got to have practices. You don't go, right, today I'm going to do a skull with a snake coming out of it, some roses and some lightning bolts. Off you go.
Yeah.
But how does one become you?
Well, I mean, you're properly supposed to do an apprenticeship that's meant to last a long time. Or you have a mum and a husband and a sister that will let you, you know,
wow,
have a razz on them, and then
come on then.
Yeah, you know, so that's but also, you know, I did do an apprenticeship and it was amazing.
Just
Leeds.
For the listeners out there.
But yeah, no, please,
potential,
you know,
clients.
Yeah, God. I can do it,
she
you know.
Can.
I can, you know. Did an apprenticeship for about a year, taught me what I needed to know, and that was it. I was off.
And do you do the shadowing? Like, were you in the sort of tattoo? Do you call it a parlor?
Yeah, it's a tattoo studio. I'd say it's a tattoo studio. Yeah, you kind of you're there, and the people there will like show you what to do and what not to do. But a lot of it is, it's like going back to school. It's mental, actually.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of studying, a lot of drawing at home, a lot of homework.
Mm.
Oh, it's amazing.
And also, like, do they teach you about the hurty bits, or do you already know that because you've had tattoos, haven't you?
I think when you're not a tattooist, you have this bravado that you don't feel like, you know, oh, I don't feel pain, that's amazing. And then as soon as you become a tattoo artist, tattooing sucks. Like, you just
amazing.
No, I don't know a single tattooist that enjoys getting tattooed.
You've taken like the red pill and the green pill.
Totally.
You've never had a new awakening.
I can't show off to a tattooist. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm the tattooist, so it's just like,
ow, don't do my ankle.
Fuck off. Yeah, no, it's awful. It's awful.
Oh my God. Now, I think we should probably start the podcast properly with asking you how you feel about your body. Now, I'm looking at you now. Obviously, this is an audio podcast, but you've got tattoos on your face, neck, arms. I can't see the other bits. Where have
boobs.
You got? Oh, have you got them on your boobs?
Ass.
Nice. Now she's just saying rude words.
funny. I don't have them there.
No, not on your labia.
Not
on your lady flaps. Not on the front bottom. No.
God, no. How do I feel about my body?
Yeah.
Do you know, since I've hit my 30s, I couldn't give a fuck.
Excellent.
Couldn't give a fuck. But definitely in my late teens and 20s, huge body dysmorphia. Huge. It was awful. And I do think a lot of me getting heavily tattooed, personally, was me kind of like hiding bits, adorning bits to make, you know, to feel more confident. Like, I never liked my legs, ever.
You've got lovely legs.
But it's all relative, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I have exactly this conversation with all my customers, you know, like, you're amazing. But if you don't feel it in yourself, it's very difficult to see. But then I got them tattooed. Yeah. Oh, they're out all the bloody time.
These
old things? Woo!
Look at my art.
So that helped me for sure. But definitely getting older. Mm. Couldn't give a fuck.
And do you think is there anything that's shifted in the media or the way we talk about bodies?
Having a daughter.
Mm.
Having a child, boy or girl, or just a child, because, you know, I'm a naked woman at home constantly. Do you know what I mean? Like, I am always naked at home. But she needs to see that I don't care.
Yeah.
Because then she won't have that kind of, like, oh, you know, I don't want to hear the word fat. Do you know what I mean?
No, we ban that in our house.
Totally. Don't care. Do you know what I mean? So definitely noticed a remarkable change in my kind of like self-esteem since having my daughter, but also just growing older and I think realising that the media really fucking poisons the minds of younger people. Well, everybody, but definitely targets like younger people.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous. And I think when you kind of, for me, I got a bit older and was just like, bollocks to it.
No, this is all fucking bullshit. Yes. It's lies.
It's horrific. And, like, you know, I do worry with, you know, my daughter's 9.
Mm.
What's social media going to be like for her in, like, 10 years or whatever?
Mm.
Part of me is hoping that there'll be kind of, the swing will go back and they'll be like, no, it's not cool anymore. Do you know what I mean? Because if the mums are on social media, I'm hoping that the kids will be like, no.
No, I think that's true because, I mean, you do get the sort of the extra Photoshop and the Facetune.
Oh, fucking.
The trout pouts and all that sort of bullshit.
Those apps that can make you look thinner should be...
It's fucking evil.
Illegal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's just
it makes your
so
skin
toxic.
Paler, you know, your eyes bluer.
Don't get me wrong, I love a filter. Come on. Bloody love a filter.
I'll have a little cheeky Valencia here and there.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's just up the highlight on that bit.
Yeah.
But those, I don't, you know, altering, oh, you're all beautiful. Do you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
so frustrating to see.
I guess my daughter's 10 and she came home one day crying saying, am I chubby, mummy? And I was like, well, blah, 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 what is this bullshit? And she said one of the girls in her class had gone around pinching the girl's tummy and she said, if you can grab your skin around your tummy, then you're chubby. And she was upset. She said, what is even chubby? Because I hadn't used that word. And I was so cross.
No.
And I had to go and talk to the teacher because I wasn't going to go to the mother. I just thought, no, let's not do that.
But you don't know where that girl's heard that from. That could be, you know, because even though, you know, fucking Rosie's being raised by an army of feminists, but it's like we were at my mum's house and she has weighing scales and I don't have weighing scales in the house. And Rosie weighed herself and I don't even know what it was. She was like, oh, am I fat? And it was just like, God, it gets in
there.
It gets in there.
It doesn't. Yeah, you can't keep them in a bubble. But you just have to make them really resilient. And I think, you know, when I'm bringing up my, you know, 7-year-old son and 10-year-old daughter to be feminist and do feminist reads of things, and they're like, why isn't there a girl in that show?
Absolutely.
Why is the girl helpless? Yeah. Why is the girl pitched as dumb? That sort of thing. Yeah. And we watched Mean Girls together the other day, and the girl in the film dumbed herself down so the boy would like her, and we're like, and what do we think of that, Matilda? She's like, no, mummy. I said, exactly right.
Yeah.
So I think that I feel such great responsibility to sort of arm her with that kind of critical eye.
Absolutely. But also, they're already there, I think, a lot of them. Like, Rosie will call me out on things that I've said. I think I said the term boy haircut the other day, and she was like, it's not a boy haircut. And I was like, no, he's absolutely right. And I said to her, like, always pick people up on that. Like, that's...
Yeah.
So they know as well.
Yeah. Now, I feel like the world is a better place
for them.
I mean, yes.
Because of them, absolutely.
Yeah, and they're challenging that as well. So coming back to your tattoos, when did you first get your first one?
I was 20 when I got my first tattoo.
And what was it?
Well, can I say, it would have been when I was 15 had I not been very, very scared to go into a tattoo studio where I'm from and get a Green Day trans stamp. So thank God for that one. But this is when I was in at university, and it was before social media, so it wasn't as easy to kind of find what you wanted, which, you know, was terrifying, especially for a woman as well.
Yeah.
Walked into this tattoo studio. Tattooist is ignoring me, obviously, so I just awkwardly wait there. Like, should we, like, have a tattoo, please? Well, what do you want? Told him, booked in, went there. Wasn't at all what I wanted, but was too terrified to say. And he had a fag in his mouth the entire time and smoked.
Fuck.
Didn't speak to me. And I went back to him for a second as well. Both tattoos I've had covered up since because they are shit.
Well, but that's... Do you do corrective tattooing?
Well, no, for me, my style's quite delicate. So yeah. I would always... And I always recommend have a bit of laser. Lighten that shit up a little bit and then you can have a good cover-up. Because yeah. cover-ups are quite difficult. But I'm a bit too delicate to do massive cover-ups.
So you like a fresh canvas.
I do, yeah.
You don't like, because I'm slightly obsessed with the Tattoo Fixers show. What's your opinion? No, she's giving me a cross face, listener. No?
I was asked to be on Tattoo Fixers.
Were you?
And I have politely declined. Because, listeners, right, yes, it could be funny to go and get, you know, a funny tattoo or whatever, but do your research because cover-ups can look rubbish and laser really hurts. So, just tattooing's boring, and I think all these tattoo reality TV shows that are out, they have to put that wacky edge on it because tattooing is boring.
Yeah.
So just watch. It's amazing, but it's like you can't like make a TV show out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, the history of it. There's some amazing tattoo shows about the history of tattooing or focusing on tattoo artists, but any kind of reality gimmick is a big for me.
Yeah. No. Just package it all up.
No.
No, because it's all very quick, come in,
yeah.
and they like instantly come up with the design.
Hello. Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah.
It's just like that's how TV works.
Yeah.
And then they go in and then they have a little cry and go, oh my God, it's beautiful. And then that's it.
And then it's licked on by kittens. And
yeah. Then that's all good. Do you have a favourite bit of body that you like to do tattoos on? Like, do you go, if someone comes in going, tattoo my ass, you're like, yes, come in, please.
Do you know what? If anybody has a man's calf to tattoo in the studio, we're always like, oh, well done.
Ooh.
Or a man's calf, honestly.
Is it just because it's so just meaty?
It's just meat. So we're all just like high-fiving each other. I've got a calf today. Woo! Yes. That for me is, that's the holy grail.
And what's the sort of process? Because I know from your Instagram that you book, what, months and months and months in ahead.
Mm.
So how does that happen? So people come to you and go, look, I've got this idea for a design. Do you have like a little pre-consultation? And
I do it all by email. I have all my information kind of like in highlights on my Instagram, which is very helpful. Thank you, mm-hmm. social media, for that.
Yes.
Bit. So they kind of, I'm quite lucky because of my style. People come to me for something, they've seen something I like, so they kind of give me ideas that they think I like. And I'm so, my customers are just fucking amazing. So they'll tell me what they want and what size, and then I will quote them. And then ask for a deposit. And
yeah.
that is it.
That is it.
9 months later, they pop in and I sit down and draw it with them. And that's it.
Yeah. And I want to kind of talk to you about, like, why do people get tattoos? I mean, I know that's a really broad question, but what are some of the main reasons people get tattoos? Because I know people like getting it when they turn a particular age or they want to mark an event. Is it?
Well, especially with my customer base, it's I tattoo a lot of first-timers or a lot of people that haven't had many tattoos. So they're, obviously, when you're in that period of your tattoo life, when you still actually think about what you want rather than going, yeah, just whatever, I'll get that. It's usually memorial or they're turning 40. A lot of them are turning mm-hmm. 40. Birth flowers, wedding flowers. So they like, because I do a lot of floral pieces. They're kind of, it's quite nice to like attach a meaning to that.
Mm.
And I think birth flowers are, and a bouquet, wedding bouquets for sure.
Yeah. So that's like a flower that is representative
yeah.
of that, like month the baby's born or whatever.
God. And I cry all the time, my customers as well. So I'm just like,
it's so beautiful.
It's mixed with tears.
It is. Oh God. And people who've been tattooed by me will be like, yeah, she does. She's a crier.
And how do you, I mean, I'm really fascinated because you spend a long time with someone, like especially if it's a really big tattoo
yeah.
and like if it's a really like, especially like things, places on people's like necks and other sort of things. How do you have that, like you're developing a sort of relationship with that person along the way?
Totally. And like, honestly, like it's amazing. Like it's, because somebody coming to you and asking for you to tattoo them is such a fucking honour, because they're like basically saying, I want this on my body for the rest of my life.
I want Rebecca Vincent. With me forever.
Yeah, and it's like, that's huge.
Mm.
And so, like, you're just kind of, I just appreciate them so much, and not necessarily when I'm tightening their throat, because I can't really have a chat with them when they're like,
oh. It's like the how was your holiday? Don't laugh.
Spat all over me, babe. I can't, you know. But it's nice. You do. It's a bit like a therapist share though as well. Like it can all come out. It's a very cathartic protest, I think, for some people.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that people share? Obviously, you can't divulge. But do they start opening up about relationships?
Definitely. 100%. But I'm northern, so I can just drag it out of people like that.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, I just love a chat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a fucking nightmare on the train.
And I'll talk like to a delicious biscuit. You're like, oh, yes. Even come on.
Also on a train, if I like to say to somebody, I like your shoes, I like your hair. My husband dies every time I do it.
I think this is an Australian thing as well. When I'm with Ellie, the other scummy mummy, she's like, you can't do that. It's Britain. Or it might be just the South.
You can, and you do, and if sometimes if they ignore me, it just spurs me on. Does spur me on.
And I like your jacket. Oh, tell me about your hair.
Exactly, you look great.
Yeah,
well done. But so like we'll just start talking, and it can be like many different things, like especially if the tattoo is personal, that can really kind of evoke a lot of emotion. I have a lot of returning customers as well, so we just have a really loud laugh in the studio.
And what's the longest you've had to tattoo for? Like if people coming in for like a sleeve or something.
I mean, there's a limit to the human body.
Yeah.
And my back. So there is like, you know.
Those surgeries where they do, it's like, we're going in for 20 hours.
No, fuck that, Jesus. I reckon the longest I've tattooed, I do like day sessions, so I'll tattoo like a sleeve and that'll be like 5 or 6 hours with breaks.
Mm.
I'm very gentle though, guys.
Gentle touch. Can you refuse customers? Like if you get a vibe, if you kind of go, I don't know if I can spend 6 hours with
absolutely.
This.
And that's absolutely your right as well. And especially as a female tattoo artist, you know, I've definitely felt not got good vibes from somebody, and it was just something I didn't feel comfortable with, so I decided not to do the tattoo. And that was an absolutely correct decision to do.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know,
you're like a waxer or you know,
it's
like
a very
not
intimate job.
Yeah.
It's a very intimate job for both of you and guys as well. Like if you don't feel comfortable with a tattoo artist, absolutely.
Mm.
That's your right, you know, to feel that.
Yeah.
So I've done it a couple of times where I've just thought, oh no, it's not right.
Yeah. And can you get a read on people? Like you can feel very vulnerable when you're going in, especially if you're, I guess, symbolising a life change, which obviously many people do.
Mm.
Do you kind of ever question someone saying, I don't think this is the right thing, or do you feel or...
I love it when they say that. I would rather them say that. And that's why, because having a big waiting list has its benefits as well, because sometimes people be like, do you know what, actually, I don't want this tattoo. And I'm like, great,
Good. Totally
fine, honestly, because it's a tattoo. It is there forever. Like
It's like a commitment. It's like you're planning the wedding and you're like, I'm going to build up to this.
Thinking about this. You can't, you know, you've got to make sure it's right. And you don't want to... We are very... British people are like, oh, no, I won't make a fuss.
No, I love it. I really love it.
Like, oh, my God. No, but I do prefer it when they... I love it when they say that because I know it's... You know, it's just their decision.
Yeah. And... if you make a mistake, obviously you wouldn't ever make it. Ever.
What? Yeah? Come on.
Yeah, can you tell me about any... I mean, she's amazing and all the things. But, like, obviously you can... Like, how do you overcome that?
Well, when you first start tattooing, that's fucking horrific.
Yeah.
But when you've been tattooing a while, you kind of... Well, the thing is, when you've been tattooing a while, it very rarely happens.
Mm.
If a customer sneezes or coughs and doesn't tell you they're about to do that...
Oh, my God!
Or reaches for their fucking phone and you're like, please stop. Also, people, when they talk with their hands as well, so they're moving around a lot and I have to kind of like, put your arm down. Put your arm down.
You just sedate them.
Just put my leg on them and just, you know, tie them to the bed.
Enough.
But no, that I don't make mistakes. I don't know what you're on about.
What's the most sort of bizarre request you've had?
Oh, there's two. One's funny, one's a bit... Ugh, I'll go with a... Ugh.
All right.
So,
what if it's a juicy thing?
So it was my first tattoo convention. I think it was in Essex. This is about 6 years ago. And I hadn't got anybody in. This guy came up to me and he said, I collect... kiss marks from female tattooists and they tattoo them on my ass. Do you want to do it? And I went, no. But then my boss was like, we need the money. Do you know what I mean? Kind of thing. So I kissed a bit of paper, did it, you know. And like, he pulled down his trousers, wasn't wearing any pants. And he did. He had a collection of
kisses
on his ass.
But that's sort of weird. Like, he's paid for someone to kiss his bum.
Had that been me now, or had I witnessed somebody going up to somebody else asking for that, I'd have told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
But we do those things when we're young and vulnerable.
I know. Oh,
It's okay, young Rebecca. You're all right.
It's past Rebecca. But then I tattoo these brothers, actually, who are absolute babes. And when they first emailed me, I thought they were bullshitting me because they wanted their... I think the first time I tattooed them, they wanted their dog dressed as an astronaut, but kind of like as if like it was their... kind of thing. You know when the astronauts have the photographs where they're sat with their helmets?
Yeah.
That, but as their dog. And then I tattooed their other dog in a suit of armour.
Oh, I see.
Yes, that's nice.
That's okay.
Yeah. And one of the dogs they hated, actually, I think they were like, oh, he's a dickhead, this dog. And I was like, oh, okay.
All right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Are there many female tattoo artists? Is the industry changing to be more diverse?
And it's great because what's wonderful about the tattoo industry is that people don't necessarily go to you because you're a man or a woman. That can happen. I do tattoo women that only go to female tattoo artists, and I tattoo men that only go to female tattoo artists because they feel safer, and I totally get that.
Yeah.
But people's art speaks for itself. Mm. So it's kind of nice that it's just like you don't give a fuck who the person is.
Yeah.
You're faceless. It's your work that attracts the customers.
Yeah.
I fucking love that.
Yeah, that's really nice.
But there are a lot more women now. It's brilliant. It's so good. And also what I love about where I work, because it's a big open space, and, you know, you can feel quite vulnerable if you've got a body part out or whatever, but most of the time people feel comfortable enough to be like, no, I feel fine.
And You've seen it all before, haven't you?
And that's the thing, and it's like, absolutely. Like, it is literally just a bit of meat for us to tattoo in the nicest possible way. No one gives a fuck.
You have to kind of disassociate in a way because it has to be your work just creating
totally. Some art. But for the customer to feel that predominantly women be like, no, actually I do feel comfortable with this, and I'm like, yes,
good,
yes,
excellent,
so good.
And you must get, yeah, as you were saying, many returning customers. You're like, do they get the buzz? Do they get the first time buzz?
Hilarious. Like, oh, I just want one. I'm like, I'll see you soon. And then I'll get an email being like, yeah, actually. And then I've done like sleeves on them now. And so the best one is when they bring their mums and their mums are like, oh, I don't like tattoos. And they sit out in the reception. They're like, no, no, no. And then gradually, as the sessions go on, they come in and then I end up tattooing them. And it's amazing.
Come on, mum.
Come on, then.
In you come.
It's so good.
And where do you get most of your ideas from? Because I know you've got kind of like a botanical kind of...
Well, my customers now. Because... Yeah. They come up with... I'm nothing without them. Like, their ideas of what I do. Do you know what I mean? They're amazing. I mean, it did start off, like, when you first start tattooing, my love for natural history was something I've always drawn. Yeah. And that's kind of, I think, kind of was my stepping stone into the tattoo industry. But it's my customers that give me my ideas.
Mm.
They're amazing.
Now, speaking of customers, the reason I found Rebecca, listeners, was I met this wonderful woman called Eleanor. And Eleanor had all these lovely tattoos. And she said, oh, you've got to follow Rebecca. And Eleanor wanted to ask, and I think this is a really good question, about the difference being a woman with a tattoo and a man. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be a difference, but there is a stigma attached to... And I don't even want to use the painted lady, and what tattoos, I guess, used to symbolise and what they do now, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Also, hello, Eleanor.
Hello, Eleanor. We love you. Big shout out to the Southeast London Massive.
I noticed, obviously, in the summer, in the warmer months, you, as a woman, or as anybody does, they wear less clothing because it's fucking hot outside.
Yeah.
This seems to be the green light for a lot of men to start shouting at you from vehicles. And this can happen to me every morning on my walk to school with my daughter.
Shut up.
I shall not.
What?
They're fucking idiots, honestly.
We'll not have that in my area, but it's happening.
Oh, no, it's everywhere, isn't it? And so I mean, there was one time, there was three times I got heckled, and to the point where my daughter was like, what are they saying? So she's noticing.
Yeah.
And I think they're confused, these men.
Mm.
Possibly with tiny genitalia. I don't know. Maybe.
Very,
you
like
know,
your micropenis.
I think so.
Very tiny balls.
I do, and I think, you know, oh, okay. I'll let you have that one because, you know, your life's probably really shit. It really fucking pisses me off because my husband and I can be walking somewhere, and even if I'm with my husband or my daughter, or if, well, I mean, it shouldn't matter, but there's still comments, there's still staring. There's
obviously your body's just there for the taking.
Of course,
you've put this thing on your body, so
it's public domain.
What do you expect?
Imagine being heavily pregnant and heavily tattooed. That was the double. That was.
And did you have tattoos on your stomach at that stage?
No, because that hurts. So
tell us what are the hurtiest bits?
It all hurts. Oh. Don't believe anybody that says, oh, I like the pain. They are lying. They are lying. And I used to say that and I was lying. So, liars.
What's the hurtiest bits? Because you've got, I'm pointing to my neck, but they can't see it. So you've got this amazing, are they like shards of
crystals
on your neck?
Yes.
Amazing.
So that, for me, really fine. And I was shitting myself. But we don't have Adam's apples. And I think that can kind of.
Yes.
There's some like common places. Obviously, pain is relative to the person. But like back, feet, chest, knees, stomach, underarm.
Ow!
Back of thigh,
why would you get your underarm done?
No, here. But people do get their armpits done.
Their pits done? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. But there's sweat glands there. That must be a challenge for you.
So prickly as well. But people, you can get wherever, but a lot of it hurts. I'd say top of the arm is probably your least painful.
Oh, okay, and I was thinking about this podcast today and thinking back in the early 2000s that all my friends, by myself, got the Japanese symbol top of their bum.
Yes.
Do write in if you got one, listener. What was that phenomenon all about?
Do you know what? I don't know, but my mum actually got she was the first one in our family to get a tattoo because she divorced our dad and got a tribal heart tramp stamp.
Oh,
it is gorgeous.
Is it still there?
It fucking is, and I need to cover it up because she's 63 now. It's
like, Mummy, let me fix it.
She lets me tattoo her all the time. But yeah, so I don't know what that phase was, but the tribal is coming back.
Is it?
It is. Because tribal is actually a very difficult tattoo to do. It's very clean, it's very dark, very crisp, it has to be. So it's actually, if you're good at that, you're amazing. But it's coming back.
Oh, and this is the trends for
2020.
We're seeing more tribal. But what are some of the classics that are still around? Are you still getting like the anchor, the skulls?
Oh,
yeah.
Roses. They're just like classic designs. But the thing now is because the tattoo industry is just growing and growing, the styles, you can get whatever you want. It's amazing. So you still kind of get these like classic images or imagery, but you can get different spins on it, which I think is amazing.
Yeah. No, I've always wanted something to symbolise my children. And I just don't know what. But we can workshop that later. I'll book myself in for 2022.
The birth flowers.
Yeah. If listeners are thinking about getting a tattoo, what should you look for in a tattoo artist?
I think one of the greatest social media apps is Instagram. Can I say Instagram?
Yeah, you can say cunt if you like. I don't care.
I reserve that word for special occasions. I'll finish. That'll be my final, my sign-off.
All right. cunt. Good.
Well, Instagram's amazing. So you can find your tattoo artist. It's like an online portfolio. You can look at their tagged photos as well. And you can kind of get a feel for what the person's like. Do your research. Because of the internet, the world is so much smaller now as well. So you can see artists everywhere. So just do your research.
Yeah.
And don't settle. Just you know, it's on you forever. So make sure you know.
Yeah, that's it. And I think people think, oh, God, I'll have to wait 6 months. But it's probably not a bad thing to sit with it, is it?
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, and also, it's going to be on you forever. Mm. So that wait, it'll go super quick as well, the wait.
Yeah.
Oh, it's exciting.
I know. What's the funniest moments you have as a tattoo artist? Like, I mean, obviously, I do like the random sneezes and the...
Oh, one time I was taking a photograph of my customer and she farted really loudly. But she was brilliant. She was like, I just farted. And I was like,
I know.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
Yes, more farts. Well, no, actually.
No, don't be
because
too.
I definitely tattooed somebody as well and I was tattooing their thigh. And they were trumping, but it wasn't loud and it wasn't very nice.
Do you say something?
No, because I'm British.
Of course you
would. I say something?
You just got on
with it. No, I did. I smiled, nodded. Right, okay, here we go.
Oh, great. Huh. Let's hope that happens again.
You've had a bacon sandwich for breakfast, didn't you? Great.
Oh, quite meaty. Let's start the quickfire. What makes you feel sexy?
Oh, God. Oh, quickfire. Slippers came into my head.
Slippers?
I don't even own slippers.
Sexy slippers.
A nice bath.
Oh, yes.
Nice candlelit bath.
Oh, it's good. I've got a shit bath at the moment. I invested in a terrible bath and I only put it in 2 years ago and I'm going to have to rip it out. I was like, this is the joy of joys.
God, I love a bath.
And you're physical every day.
Yeah.
You must need a good soaking.
Are you trying to say I smell?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I do,
yeah.
So yeah.
Well,
no, you're right.
I'm just
right.
glad
yeah.
this is only audio for everyone involved. Now, what's your most favourite thing to put in your body?
My husband.
Excellent. He's a lucky man. Excellent. And how much have you tattooed of him?
Oh, let's talk about that then, shall we? Let's talk about the back piece that we started 3 years ago.
Yes.
And is yet to be finished.
This just sounds like home renovations.
Oh my
God. Come here, let me.
I had to book him in as well, obviously. You can't just like swan in.
No.
He had a staff Christmas night out the night before. He managed 20 minutes. And then we had another session at the Edinburgh Tattoo Convention where he just got so drunk that he just couldn't handle it as well. So that's a touchy subject, actually.
Yeah, okay. He can wear a shirt forevermore. What's your most embarrassing body moment?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, a loud fanny fart. Wetting yourself or, you know, throwing up on something, someone.
Well, I mean, I've done all of those things. I mean, for my husband's 30th, 10 years ago, God, I woke up in full of piss because I'd had such a lovely night. But that wasn't embarrassing because he was like, oh, you pissed yourself. So,
happy birthday.
Woo! So there was that.
Not just every day, honey.
Oh, Christ. Sodden.
Oh, God. We've all done it.
It was a great night, though. It was a great night.
That happened to me kind of the other night when I had a coughing fit. And then I was like, oh, really? I don't like this.
I've had it the other way as well. The bad way.
Oh, dear.
That was I was poorly, though.
Yeah, that happens again.
I was poorly and I coughed.
On the podcast, we had the lovely Daisy Buchanan on and she did a cough. She sharted at the Eurotunnel passport control.
Oh, no.
So it's one thing to do it in your bed.
Yes. I mean, I was at home, so that was fine.
But, I have not sharted in public for a very long time, but... Look, never say never.
My friend, I don't know if I should name him or not, who's a tattoo artist, I remember him asking me quite frankly, like, when's the last time you sharted? And he listed just three off the top of his head.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bosh, bosh, bosh. I was like, I think at the time hadn't. So I was like, oh, that's disgusting. Now I'm part of the crew.
It's
not that bad.
No, it's not, really.
No, most people have done it.
Fat facts.
Oh.
So I'm going to tell you some body facts. And I thought I would do a tattoo-based one. Did you know that 58% of women are tattooed and only 41% of men? Would you believe that?
I would. Only since recently, if I tattoo a girl and she brings her partner in,
who's
a guy or whatever, she's always tattooed and he isn't.
Yeah.
Women are badass.
They are good. And
can I just say, women's pain thresholds are fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And men faint a lot.
There we have it.
So there you go.
I would say my pain threshold is much better than my husband. I've birthed two children at home by myself.
Fuck.
Not by myself. All right, so just get out. I don't need you doctors. That's what I said. I've got a vagina and I've got a strong will.
No, I birthed two babies in blow-up pools in my lounge without any pain relief. I know, I've just got a very big vagina.
Oh, great.
But I feel like I can conquer anything now.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It just feels like one of those moments where I just went, I can do it.
It's because women are fucking amazing.
We are fucking amazing.
Fucking
we
amazing.
We need that on teeth. Just have it. That's what I'll get.
Just tattooed. Go up strange, be like, by the way, I'm fucking amazing. Yeah. And you are welcome.
Yeah.
And then leave. That's why they don't speak back to me on the train.
Rebecca Vincent in charge of the whole of the UK. We need her. The Hall of Fat Fame. Who would be in the Hall of Fame for you? Who's a woman or a man that you would like to champion?
My sister.
Ooh.
She's fucking amazing.
Can you tell us more about her?
Can I? How long have you got? She's 9 years younger than me. She was born at home. I was the first one to hold her. My mum and dad let me take her to music festivals when she was 9 and I was 19. She's amazing. She is about to finish her third year at Chelsea doing fine art. She has no GCSE, she has no A-levels. This year just got the confirmation that she was dyslexic as well, so she's done this all off her own back. She is fucking amazing, and I am so proud of her.
We love you, Rebecca's sister.
Hannah,
we love you, Hannah. She's amazing. I have a sister who is 11 years older than me, and she was like my second mum.
Yeah.
And so she basically brought me up. And then when I was a teenager, I went, "What do they do with boys? What's oral sex? What are they talking about
oral.
At school?" I thought it was talking about sex because oral, we used to have like oral English, and that would be like talking English.
Got
and
it.
I was like, "Do you just talk about sex?" And
got
my
it.
Sister's like, "Let me sit you down."
No.
It's to do with your mouth. But I just thought that was a gift from the gods.
Yeah.
And now I love her with my whole heart. And
she's
she looks
my best
after
friend.
Me. Yeah.
And she's like the third parent with Rosie. She's amazing. Mm. I love her. I love you, Hannah.
Oh,
love you.
That bond is like
my husband is constantly we're like baboons. We'll just pick things off each other.
Yeah,
he just literally is like, because people are like, "Oh, you two are really close, aren't you?" And Lee's like, "No one's as close as Hannah and Rebecca."
Yeah.
Like, and he suffers with it, but you know.
And is she down here in London as well?
Well, she's in Folkestone now, so she's about to finish at Chelsea, but she's living with her beautiful boyfriend in Folkestone. She just adopted a stuffy. God, Lucy. Oh, she's amazing.
She's growing up. She's growing up is our Hannah. That's so nice you put your sister in. It's lovely that we've had Beyonce and Adele, but actually, God, there's nothing better than a good sister.
Dude, she graduates soon, and I'm just getting emotional thinking about it now. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, are you going to tattoo her?
I've tattooed already. Yeah,
have
yeah.
You?
Yes, yes. Lots.
Is there a difference between tattooing someone you know really well and a stranger? I mean, obviously, but...
Yeah, because also for the person getting tattooed, they can be like, "Fuck off, this hurts." Whereas when it's a stranger who's paying, they're like, "No, this is fine."
I think you probably answered that when you said about your husband having a three-year-long back tattoo.
Exactly. Not over it. I'm not over that.
Man up.
Woman up.
Woman up, sorry.
Woman
That's
up.
Right. Exactly. Use your flaps, not your balls.
Use your inner flaps, for God's sake, Lee.
Oh, your menorah and your majora. Is that how you say it? Have you tattooed genitalia?
No.
Oh.
But my friend Armel had a vagina tattooed the other day.
Which bit?
The lips that went right under.
Really?
She did, yeah. Flames.
Flaming, literally flaming lips.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'll tell her that.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant. She's, yeah.
Because I think it was Justin from The Darkness, who I love, had... I think he had...
Oh,
flames.
Yes, he did,
He had
yeah.
magnificent tattoos.
He did.
Oh.
Where's he now?
Don't know.
Get him on.
Oh, yes, we shall.
Put him down.
I believe in a thing called love. And that name is Justin. He's delicious. Fatspiration. Finally, I'd like to end with your mantra. So what are some words that get you through?
Oh, do you know what? I always just thank the universe. Like
yeah.
I do. Like, you know, you just like, thank you. So, you know, I'm not a religious person at
no.
all. But if I'm kind of just like... If things kind of fall into place or whatever, or if something, you know, positive happens, I'm just like, thank you.
That's,
just throwing it out
You're
there.
A grateful person.
Yeah, thanks. You have to, yeah.
Are you hashtag blessed?
I'm hashtag blessed. Also, a little fun fact, apparently Jupiter protects us from a lot of meteors that hit the Earth. So you should say thank you to Jupiter every morning as well, that the Earth is still here.
Oh, our protector.
Yes.
I was going to say Lord and Protector, but that goes
no.
quite religious. But good on you, Jupiter. It's doing a great job.
Thanks,
We're
Jupiter.
We're not dead.
Nice one.
Oh, Rebecca, I don't want this to end, but it must. You must go forth and do more tattooing and more admin.
I know, loads of admin.
Being an amazing woman. Thank you very much
for this. It's
She lives near my house, and I didn't even know it.
It's mental,
isn't that?
Southeast London is the best, though.
It is literally is.
It's literally the best.
Yeah, come hang out, marvel at our Maxi Priest mural. We've got everything. Oh, baby, it's a wild world. Rebecca Vincent, I love you. Now, where can people find you on the internet?
I'm on Instagram, and it's Rebecca_Vincent_tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. On Twitter, don't follow me on Twitter. It's a lot of rants. It's angry rants. No.
Good.
For tattoos,
you're a proper Northern Lass.
I'm proper.
Yeah.
Proper.
And where are you from, Sheffield or?
Rotherham.
Rotherham.
I say Sheffield to kind of judge it up a bit, but I'm from Rotherham.
Sugarcoat it with Sheffield.
I'm not even from Rotherham, I'm from Maltby, which is like a little, even my, you know. Then, yeah.
proper lass. All right, thank you very much. And thank you to producer Emma Corsham. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Again, and the music you have been listening to is by John Thorne. I've been Helen Thorne. Please tell your friends about this episode and tell them about the podcast and rate, review and subscribe. Thank you very much. And do follow me on social media. I am at Helen Wears a Size 18. That's my handle, isn't it, producer Emma? Yes, good. All right, you've been a lovely audience. Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.